A new Siena College poll shows more New Yorkers than not want to extend pause past Friday. The coronavirus pandemic upended society, invoking fear and dampening the global economy. Many New Yorkers have endured tremendous hardships as a result of the coronavirus, and the Siena College survey indicates people in 11 counties of the capital region are deeply concerned about their personal safety. Pollster Don Levy.
And we find that a plurality, 49%, feel as though the New York State on-pause restrictions should remain in place beyond the middle of May. 39% say it would be safe, in their opinion, to gradually end those restrictions and begin reopening the economy. And when we ask them to look ahead to September and to describe what they believe the workplace will look like, 52% it would be different, that social distancing will be in place, and an additional 23% it will be completely different. So three-quarters of New Yorkers feel as though the workplace will be at least somewhat, if not completely different, in September.
The survey says only 41% believe the workplace will be back to what it was before the pandemic a year out, and a majority think it will be somewhat or very different. So what do workers need in order to feel safe returning to work? Levy says the numbers are striking.
75% say that they believe that workers need to be provided with masks. Nearly three-quarters, 71%, say they will not feel safe until there's a treatment in place. And again, nearly three-quarters say that the workplace needs to be professionally sanitized each and every day in order to make them feel safe. A majority still feel as though they really won't feel safe until there's a vaccine. So looking to the future, New Yorkers are telling us that they're starting to lean towards going back outside of the home to go back to work, but the bar for safety is extremely high.
The survey also found that over half of Capital Region residents say they received their stimulus money from the federal government.
But on the tough side, 44% say that right now they've had difficulty getting needed items, including groceries. 26%, a quarter, live in households in which someone has been laid off. Nearly as many, 24%, say they're having trouble meeting their monthly expenses. And 21%, one out of five Capital Region residents, know someone who's died, who's passed away because of COVID-19.
Levy notes 80% of those residents say that when they go out in public, they're wearing a mask. 62% say they are practicing social distancing. 83% think it's at least somewhat likely that schools will reopen in September.
Yet at the same time, 74%, 32% very likely, that we're going to have another outbreak in the fall. Looking to the summer, 75% think there's a good chance that COVID will continue to spread this summer. Yet at the same time, nearly 60% of New Yorkers believe that there's a chance that they will gather with family and friends without the need for social distancing this summer.
Small businesses have taken a huge hit during the shutdown.
85% think that we will see a gradual reopening of upstate New York businesses that will take place successfully. But at the same time, 75% think that the business place will be completely different. So it's a mix. It's a mix of hopefulness we have, yet at the same time, a sense of realism that by no means has this crisis ended, by no means has it gone away. And New Yorkers tell us it's going to be very difficult for them to feel safe until there's a treatment and a vaccine.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.